a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy.
Good morning. It's January 6th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you are listening to was Don't Worry, Be Happy by the incomparable Bobby McFerrin. Today's title is Be Anxious for Nothing.
Be happy.
Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or drink, nor about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his life? Therefore, do not be worried about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6, 25 through 28 and 34. Do not anticipate trouble or worry about what may never happen. Keep in the sunlight. Ben Franklin. Let's face it, all of us get anxious. All of us find ourselves in circumstances where we wish fervently that we were anywhere but there. Sometimes it's a new sensation, but often it is one that we wish we could avoid weekly, daily, or even hourly. Whether it's the anticipated reaction of your boss to work you have done, the reaction of a spouse to whatever habit you have that annoys him or her, or the knowledge that something lies just around the corner for which you were unprepared or lack the resources with which to deal, they can all generate anxiety. Is it a job interview that has you nervous? Is it a public speaking engagement that terrifies you? Getting on an airplane? An elevator? Walking down a sidewalk that you know passes that big barking dog that lunges at the fence? Opening the mail or email that you know contains the bills you're going to be unable to pay? Maybe your anxiety relates to bigger things. Your company has been bought by another and the layoffs are almost certain to leave you unemployed. Maybe you're a laborer and any sickness or injury could leave you unable to care for your family. Maybe you're an immigrant and your pending legal status leaves you afraid of deportation. Maybe you're simply a young Afro-American man driving down the street in an affluent neighborhood, jumpy whenever you see a police car. Maybe your spouse has a serious illness and you're scared you could end up alone. Maybe you're elderly, have trouble with your memory, your eyesight, and your arthritis, and you're terrified that your children are planning on taking you out of your home and moving you to a retirement home. Interestingly, anxiety is an emotion, usually extremely dysfunctional, that relates to something that hasn't even happened yet. That in and of itself should rob any circumstance of at least some of its power to trigger your fears. Many anxieties are actually psychopathologies like phobias, which are largely unfounded fears of events that either never happen or happen extremely rarely, i.e. plane crashes and elevators falling. These often require specific professional treatment. But all the other situational anxieties, like those mentioned above, can usually be handled rationally. For the Christian, rational includes first and foremost prayer and reliance on the Savior. Trusting that God is the omnipotent creator of the universe and at the same time loves us beyond imagining should alleviate most of our daily fears instantly. God has sent the Holy Spirit to indwell the believer. How incredible is that? We are never alone. We are never powerless. We are never without hope. God is always sovereign and in control. Claiming this for ourselves takes us a long way down the path to inner peace and the absence of fear, while we concentrate on the now. Someone once said, anxiety doesn't come from thinking about the future, but from wanting to control it. Lord, help me to remember to keep in the sunlight. Worry about tomorrow is fruitless. We don't know what tomorrow brings, and we certainly can't control it. Remind us of our dependence on you, Lord, and help us trust that you have our backs when it comes to the future as well as the past. Amen.
Might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but
When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
We'll see you tomorrow.